Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Do you have a best friend? Someone who makes you smile just to see him or her? Or you know what? The best friend may not even be human. That's the case for a six-year-old boy named Roman in author Jay Fowler's delightful children's book, Billy the Friendly Bluebird. Billy is a treasured member of Roman's family. Based on a true story, Billy the Friendly Bluebird shows us you don't have to be alike to be best friends. You just have to like each other and enjoy being together. And in the second Billy the Friendly Bluebird adventure, Billy the Friendly Bluebird and His Outer Space Adventure, author Jay Fowler introduces a new character, Roman's friend Nick. Billy puts on his astronomer's cap and teaches Roman and Nick about the solar system. Jay Fowler, author of the Billy the Friendly Bluebird book series, is our guest on This Week in America. Jay, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me on the show.
What a wonderful job you've done with these two books in a series, and we'll talk about that in depth as we go through our conversation today. But let's talk with the motivation. I mentioned based on a true story. Where did this idea for this series, Billy the Friendly Bluebird, where did this idea come from?
Yeah, so it's kind of a cute, funny story how this all came to be. About 10 years ago, Roman, myself, and his mother, we went to the county fair here in San Diego. And you know how at the county fairs you play these carnival games, right?
Oh, yes, so, yes.
So one of the games, you know, you throw the darts at the balloons and you break the balloons. And so I did that, and the prize was this hand puppet bird. And it was Billy, and here he is. Here is the hand puppet. And you can see how worn he is. He's been around a while and been doing a lot of things. But it was funny because Roman at the time was 3 years old and he wanted the big dog, you know, stuffed animal. So I gave the puppet back and I won the dog. And then for some reason, when we were leaving, I asked the guy at the carnival if I could have the bird. You know, I said, I'll give you a buck for it. And he goes, no, that's okay. You can have it. And at the time, I didn't really know why I did that, but I did, and I brought the hand puppet back. And after a couple of days, I put the puppet on my hand and started talking to Roman as if the bird was real. You know, I would put it on my hand and change my voice.
Yes.
And talk to him. And that's really how the friendship between Roman and Billy began. And Roman is the one that came up with the name Billy. He named him. And that's really how this all started.
I mean, it's amazing. A trip to the fair ends up life-changing. It has given you this new role as an author, a published author. You're able to not only touch your son with the puppet, but so many who have read the book and enjoyed the story there and the message behind that. The book is Billy the Friendly Bluebird. That's the first in the series. The second, Billy the Friendly Bluebird and His Outer Space Adventure. Jay Fowler, the author, is our guest on the program. His website is jfowlerbooks.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner, wherever books are sold. Talk about when you decided, okay, this is really clicking with Roman. Maybe this would work and I can help other people, other families as well, writing a book. Where did that idea come from and how long did it take to write the book?
So probably after, I would say it was 2.5 to 3 years of doing this with Roman every day, you know, every day for 3 years, you know, Billy would talk to him, would read to him, would sing to him, would help him with his room, you know, doing different things. I thought, boy, this is a great story. It's cute, and I think other people might enjoy it. And so that's when I thought about doing it. And I didn't want to just write a story. I wanted to publish it. I wanted other people to see it, to enjoy it. And I was able to get an incredible illustrator who put, you know, who brought the story to life. And that's really how I decided to do this. And it took probably, it only took me a month really to write the story, you know, write it and go through it a few times. I had my wife, you know, go through it. I had a couple other people go through it, make sure everything was good. And then it took about 3 months for the illustrations to be completed. So about a 4 month time period. And then I started looking into getting it published.
Let's talk about the role of an illustrator. Sometimes you see a book and you feel the author's intent was really good. It was well established. The text is great. The pictures don't quite match up to what the text is. When you read through your books, Billy the Friendly Bluebird, the book series, the two books, it really brings the story to life. How important is that, and how difficult is it to find an illustrator who's not just doing illustrations, but doing illustrations to highlight your story?
You know, it was difficult to find an illustrator. The first person that I actually looked at and was going to hire, he drew Billy perfectly. He did a great job, but he couldn't draw people. the illustrations of the people were pretty scary. And I go, you know, I'm like, well, I don't want to scare the readers, you know? So I went out and put a notice out there on the internet and got a lot of inquiries, you know, people from Europe, Australia, everywhere. And what actually happened is Dave Stevens, who did the books, is actually right down the street from me, if you can believe that.
Wow.
He's actually 2 miles away from my home. And and he's a very accomplished illustrator, artist. And so we got together. I gave him the story. You know, I asked him to come up with some ideas. I let him just do his thing. And then that's how it started. You know, he would illustrate, you know, the first few pages. We'd talk about it. I would give him my input, any changes. And then, you know, he would go back and fix things. But so that's kind of how that all happened.
You know, the book is so well done, beautifully done. This is a great addition to a library at home that the young children can read it. They can read it themselves. They can read it to the parent, to another family member. They can read it together and have a discussion as to some of the themes that come out in the book, Billy the Friendly Bluebird and Billy the Friendly Bluebird and His Outer Space Adventure. And this is a great gift idea as well. It's sort of a family heirloom that you can pass down. The book's available at pageturner.us, for example, jfowlerbooks.com. Information there as well. Let's talk about finding a publisher. How did that work for you? You've got this done. You've got this beautifully illustrated. You're ready to take it to the marketplace. What was your next step? How did you find a publisher?
So, I mean, basically, I just Googled, you know, self-publishing companies. And you know, I came up with Archway Publishing, who is a subsidiary of Simon & Schuster. And I thought that, wow, that's a pretty good publisher. So I got in touch with them. You know, and self-publishing, you know, you pretty much have to do most of the work yourself. But they go ahead and take it. They go ahead and print the books. They get it online. You know, so it was on Amazon, it was on, you know, Barnes and Noble, all kinds of different websites throughout, even overseas websites, book websites. So that's how I found my first publisher. And then after about a year or so, I started getting contacted by other hybrid publishers who were interested because they had seen the sales and they liked the book. And so I went with another publisher who was actually a hybrid, which means that they try to get you in touch with a traditional publisher, which was my goal after, you know, after a few months of, hey, you know, this is really happening really, really nicely and having fun with it. And so that's how I found the publisher.
The book by Jay Fowler is Billy the Friendly Bluebird, actually plural books. The second in the series, Billy the Friendly Bluebird and His Outer Space Adventure. Excellent reviews, especially from educators, many buying books for their classroom. The book is so well done. The messages are so important. And once you get it published, the next phase, I guess there's the writing phase, finding the illustrator, getting it published. Now you have to tell people the book's available out there. You have to do some marketing, which thus you end up on a program like this and discussing your book before an audience. Have you done any book signing events, other radio programs? And what's that like, taking the message of Billy the Friendly Bluebird to the public?
Yes, so I did. I did two book signings. One I did up in Los Angeles. It was the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books. And Archway, my publisher at the time, had printed 100 books for me. It was a book signing. It was a huge event. And what was really neat about that is I had 2 hours, and I actually sold out. My 100 books completely sold out in two hours. A lot of parents came up to me, little children, saying how much they enjoyed the book. And, you know, some parents were, I'm going to buy this for my 3-year-old son. And they had like their 8-year-old son with them. And he says, well, I like this book too, you know? I always thought that this story would fit for, you know, children from 1 to maybe 5 or 6. But I found that it really goes to, you know, 10, 11, 12 even, especially with the Outer Space Adventure. The older children, I think, really like that book. So, and then I did another book signing in San Diego and I had 40 books with me at that time and sold out all those. And a really, really inspiring story that I want to tell about that is there was this father and his son was 5, and they came up to my table, and the father said, you know, I gave my son $10 and I told him you can buy one book, and the boy bought my book. Out of all the books there, he bought my book. And I thought to myself, you know, that is why I'm doing this. Hearing stories like that and seeing this happen, all these little children coming up, thumbing through the book, smiling, loving the characters. It was really inspiring to me and really keeps me going with this.
You know, book signings, I think, for an author have to be exciting on several levels. First of all, there's the marketing opportunity to sell the book and to make some money to pay for the expense of publishing the book. The other part of that is the feedback that you get. And what you're saying, that feedback was really paramount in your mind, wasn't it, when you're getting that feedback, especially the positive feedback and seeing the young people reacting to the story that you're telling them?
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about to me. It's just wonderful to see the looks on their faces, how excited they are about the books. I love that. And one other thing, I was on a program called Books on the Air. It's an iHeartRadio program that I was on after the second book was released. I was on that program and it seemed like I got a little bit of bump in sales after that, which was interesting. I really enjoyed doing that. One other thing I wanted to mention too, Rick, is a friend of mine, Alex, who I worked with previously, has 2 children. David is 5 and Diana is 3. And he told me that they want him to read that book to them every night. And that is another thing that is so inspiring and so great. And his niece, who was 12, her name is Bella, she actually made a Billy.
Oh, I love that. Yes. You've got to see the video for this, by the way. If you go to YouTube, you'll see the video, and you will see not only Billy, but you'll see the Billy facsimile that was made by one of the people that Jay has talked about, that so wrapped up in the book that wanted to make their own, to be able to touch people like that. And that's interesting. I think about that. There's a bond with parents and children when they read books, and there has to be a special bond with you and Roman. What was that like, that connection that Billy gave you? Because every night you're acting out with Billy, talking to Roman. He did become actually a trusted, treasured member of your family. What did that do with that bond with you and Roman?
Oh, it's awesome. And, you know, Roman now is 13 years old, you know, and when I wrote the first book, he was 6. And the bond has been strong from day one. But the fact that, Billy brought us even closer together.
Yes.
You know, because Roman is my stepson, and but it just brought us more close together. And actually, you know, I don't even refer to him as that. He's my son, you know. So and Roman has been really involved in these books. He's the one that came up with the title for the second book, or he wanted to do the outer space adventure. And a quick note, Nick, who is introduced in the second book, is actually my other son. And so I got him into that book. And then any books going forward, you know, there may be other characters or other people that I introduce as well.
Jay Fowler, our guest on the program. His website is jfowlerbooks.com. Book available at all the usual places. Send you to pageturner.us. Of course, all of those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the marketing. What's it like when you pick up a newspaper or go online and suddenly you see a publication that has your press release in there, a story about the book you've written? I've seen that in several places. That has to be really rewarding to say, wait a minute, they're writing about my book in this paper.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing that when I started this, I would have never dreamed of, right? I just started off doing this for fun, never thought anything would come about. I just thought, you know, I'll write this book and that'll be it. But I've been in the New York Times. I've been in Publishers Weekly magazine. And obviously those are two huge publications. Yes. And never thought I would ever get to that point. But it's definitely fun to see that, and just keeps me going.
What makes a great story? When you sat down to write Billy, you had all these ideas in your mind and you had to come up with, okay, what am I going to do? Writing it on a level that a young person would understand this and get a message in there as well. What makes a great story in your mind?
Yeah, to me, especially for children's books, it's all about the characters. You know, you want the characters to be able to, you know, for young children to be able to relate to the characters. The illustrations are a big part, the colors, the vibrant colors. With little kids, you know, they get bored really easily, Rick, you know?
Yes, yes.
So, you know, you want to hold their attention. So it's the characters. I think it's the colors of the pictures. It's and keeping it short to keep their attention, I think, is what makes it a great story. And also, you know, something that they can follow, and but it doesn't drag out, you know, it doesn't drag on so they lose, you know, their focus. I think that's what it is.
And there's an art form to taking a theme and incorporating that in an entertaining way. And you do that in both of your books. Talk about being able to do that, to have a positive message in there without labeling it as a message. It's something that's entertaining and the child picks up on it in that manner.
Right. You know, so the series is all about teaching children. And like, for instance, the second book obviously is about learning about outer space and the planets and the solar system. So my intent is to teach children as they're reading it and, you know, having fun with it, you know. So and that's what the next book is going to be. It's going to be a teaching book. So that's what the series will continue to be. And I have so many different ideas on how to use this character. You can use him in so many different ways. And, you know, one of the other things, too, is my plan is to keep Roman is 6 years old. Nick is 6 years old. And that's what they're going to be in every book. You know, Roman is 13 now, but he will always be six.
Yes.
And so and because, you know, I think, like I said, I think that's another thing that keeps children's interest peaked. And but yeah, there's a lot of different stories and ideas that I have for these characters.
When you wrote Billy the Friendly Bluebird, the first in the series, did you know it was going to be a series? Did you have any idea what the response would be and you would do a follow-up?
No, actually I didn't. Like I said, I had just planned on writing this for fun and that would have been it, you know. But the response that I got from people, from parents, from teachers, from people at book signings, you know, parents, children, the sales of the first book. That's what led me to the second book. That's really how that happened. I wasn't really planning on doing any more than just one.
And now it sounds like you have a number of ideas. Are you working on number three in the series?
I am currently working on number three in the series. Unfortunately, I can't tell you what the title is going to be yet. You'll have to wait. but yes. Yeah. So book three is underway. But like I said, I have more ideas to come.
And you can follow all of this information by going to Jay's website, jfowlerbooks.com. Find books both available at pageturner.us. Talk again. I got a minute or so here left, but something that comes out as we're having the conversation, the importance of feedback, how important that is to you to know that you are touching not only children, but families in a very positive way. Is that what keeps you going? And is that one of the fun parts of being an author?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think the feedback is the most important thing. You know, if I didn't think that this was, you know, helping families, you know, enjoy their time with their children, or, you know, children, you know, loving the characters or the story itself. Yeah, I wouldn't keep doing this. It definitely is inspiring to me. And I love what I do. I love doing this and plan on continuing.
What's this been like for you? You're not an author by trade. 2017, you sort of become an author, and then you realize, I've got a message, I'm doing this well, I'm making a positive impact. What's this like for you, being a writer, sort of a second career for you?
It's great. Yeah, like you said, back in 2017 is when this all started, you know. 2010, I would have never thought this was what happened, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it's really happened pretty fast, you know? You know, like I said, the sales have been great. The feedback has been great. And, it's something I never expected. But that's what happens sometimes, right? Is, you never Yes. know what's coming your way.
And all of a sudden, new doors open and you're able to touch lives in such a positive manner, more with Roman and Nick, and especially the star of the show, Billy the Friendly Bluebird. Books coming out. You'll find all the information at jfowlerbooks.com. Jay, congratulations on the success of these two books. Waiting for book number three. Hopefully we can talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Rick, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's been fun talking with you. The books are Billy the Friendly Bluebird and Billy the Friendly Bluebird and His Outer Space Adventure. Find the books at pageturner.us, other places as well. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.